in much longer.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou.
Sin!
And blessed is the
fruit. And abominations! More despicable than since the beginning of creation are being conceived in the minds and hearts of man. These abominations have been created by Satan in his plan to capture all children destined for the kingdom of the Father.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those who have most need of thy mercy.
For they will a constant vigil of her in your country. That is all the direction you will need. You do not fight the war of the spirits with idle words cast on the winds, bargaining for pieces of silver with souls, seeking self-glory and worldly honors, temporary in your state of life. You bargain your souls for your temporary existence and lose eternity.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed church,
thy kingdom come, thy will
be. There are many figures,
as it is in heaven,
dressed very regally, entering into this church. Many are strangers. I do not recognize them.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women.
It is in the center of a large square. And over the dome, there is a cross. The cross is very large. Oh, on the cross is Holy Father looking up and down by the doors. Oh, my cardinals.
Hail Mary, full of grace,
the Lord
is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God,
I see now,
full of grace,
a large room. There's a desk by the window, and standing outside are many clergy looking in the windows. And I see our Holy Father sitting at the desk.
And to the Son, and to the Holy
Ghost. He's very, very weak. He seems unable to hold himself in the chair.
Jesus, forgive us our sins.
He now walks over to the side of the room. There's a large statue of the Blessed Mother.
St. Michael the Archangel.
He's praying to Our Lady. He's holding up his hands now, imploring her for help. On his hands are the marks of the crucifixion.
Seeking the ruination of souls. Amen. The five sorrowful mysteries. The agony in the garden. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Outside the door. There are two cardinals standing. Each one has a key, a large golden key in his hand. They've removed their hats. Now they remove their hats. Oh, there. The demons. They're now taking the keys and they're tying them up with a rope. They're whispering to each other now. And they're pointing. They're pointing.
And blessed is the fruit
over to
Jesus.
Another cardinal?
Hail Mary.
He stands there.
Grace.
With a cross.
The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed...
And he's holding out his hand.
Jesus.
And these two cardinals are now giving him the keys.
Full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
I know now it's St. Peter's.
Hail Mary, full of grace.
Large church.
The Lord is with thee.
And standing over it.
Among women, and blessed is,
Michael.
Of thy womb, Jesus.
He's holding a banner. And he says,
Hail Mary,
enter me.
The Lord
into the house of God.
Among
or I will return forcibly into the house of God.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Now,
blessed art thou,
Our Lady,
and blessed is
Our Lady
of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God,
pray for us. Our Lady standing at the right side of the flagpole.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. Save us from the fire.
He's talking very low. Our Lady says, man is walking the ladder down to his own destruction.
By the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the other evil spirits round about the world, seeking the ruination of souls. Amen. The second song.
Tears.
Hail Mary.
And blood.
Full of grace.
Will mix upon earth.
Blessed art thou.
Washing.
Among women.
Your heart clean.
Of thy womb.
Jesus. Cleansing it of the abominations to the sacred heart of my Son.
The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy
man upon earth hath chosen to give the creation of the Father,
and blessed is the fruit
to Satan. The abyss is open. The war rages now in full battle. The ultimate victory will be with the Father. We watch. We wait,
full of grace,
and we separate the sheep.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now, at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary.
No. Blessed art thou among
women. There is great sorrow in your heart.
Holy Mary, Mother of God.
We cannot at this time lighten your cross.
Blessed art thou.
Many victim souls.
And blessed is
victim. wonderful love of our Father. Victims who will willingly give of themselves for the repatriation of many souls that are falling into darkness.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
Saint Michael the Archangel
is standing with Our Lady. Saint Thomas,
may God rebuke him, we humbly pray.
He said, you must say, Aquinas, my child. St. Thomas Aquinas.
Prowl about the world, seeking the ruination of souls. Amen.
Rigid discipline is necessary on the wall of all dedicated.
Our Father, who art in heaven,
discipline and obedience to the will of God and not the will of man must be restored upon earth.
As we forgive those who trespass against
us, your offenses against your God and your destruction of souls, leading more onto the path into darkness, has not passed unnoticed by the Father. You have received your warning. Men of God, in the house of God, turn back from your ways of Satan. Recognize the hand of Satan upon you. Starve your souls of the demons that you have allowed to enter upon you. Return to discipline and the law.
Among women,
you will not take our words and rewrite them to satisfy the desires of mere man.
Hail Mary.
Have you placed yourself beyond the angels? They too were cast from the kingdom for their arrogance. Intellectual pride has led you down the wrong road. Many mitres will fall into hell.
The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, we pray for sinners now and at the hour of our death.
Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
Is thou standing next to Our Lady?
Hail Mary,
Veronica,
full of grace,
my sister,
the Lord is with thee.
Do not be saddened now.
Among women,
we have cried, and our tears have fallen upon you in the world.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with
thee. I have given.
Blessed art thou.
Yes, I have left upon your earth my little plan for salvation given me by Our Lady. Trust and confidence and love.
Among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
Love our Jesus. Love our Father. And call to the Holy Ghost.
Blessed art thou among
no one is ever passed by unanswered. Satan seeks to remove from among you the existence of these truths.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those who have most need of thy mercy. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in the battle. Be us in heaven.
Manifestations.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy will be given
on earth it isn't.
To those chosen by the Father to propagate the work of saving souls by the intercession of Mary,
the Lord,
the Mother of God, from these sacred grounds, hallowed by her presence. Now, Gabriel and Raphael are coming very close, down by the flagpole on the left.
Among women, and blessed is the fruit.
He's leaning over, and he's saying, you have not chosen to keep in constant contact with your protector, my child. To Nazary has always been with you. Do not forget who has been placed to guide you.
The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed
I
of thy womb, Jesus.
I've asked our lady if I could have permission to tell the two Zazary
is. Blessed art thou among women.
Our lady says I may. Two Zazary is one of the high archangels of heaven who Jesus sent to be with me when Teresa started the mission for heaven in 1968. He was sent by Jesus to protect me in this work against Satan. Many times I have forgotten to call upon him when there are difficulties.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
My child,
Hail Mary,
to remain
full of grace,
more secluded,
the Lord is with thee. Blessed
I do this
among women,
for your protection.
Of thy womb, Jesus.
And for the mission which I have given you. Satan comes in many faces and many forms.
The Lord is with thee.
We do not
blessed art thou
wish you
among women and
to be exposed to more suffering than necessary.
Hail Mary.
Retire, my child, more.
Full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou
from this world,
among women,
which now
of thy
has womb. Been given to Satan.
Glory
the four agents of hell on special mission are accomplishing their despicable task.
Give us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those who have most need.
Many will be removed from the tribulations before the coming of my Son to set the world right again.
Thrust into hell Satan and all the other evil spirits.
For 6 days of suffering are not for you, my child.
The fifth sorrowful mystery, the crucifixion of our Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will.
That you will be less disturbed by the workings of Satan if you tell your beads. When your heart grows heavy.
Full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary.
Ask for signs.
The Lord is
good. Many will receive them. When they open their hearts to the Holy Spirit.
Of thy womb, Jesus.
Graces in abundance we shower upon you.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women.
These consecrated grounds will be instrumental in bringing many souls back into the light.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Satan, a special mission, now roams in the Western world.
Hail Mary.
He will create abominations that can only be conceived from the mind of Satan. It is power against power.
Hail Mary, full of grace.
The father of all liars has led many astray. Blinded them to the truth.
Hail Mary, full of grace.
Pray, my children, a constant vigilance of prayer. Need to be link to link, state to state, and country to country, unified by prayer against the common enemy of your God. Oh, now by Our Lady, there's a great light, it's just into, I know her now, and she's,
glory be to the Father,
pointing over to the trees,
and to the Holy Ghost,
and she's holding up one finger. She says,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fall.
Has come true, as I gave to you from Our Lady,
Saint Michael the Archangel.
But our Father still plans to bring you back.
May God rebuke them, we humbly pray, and you thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God.
Everyone has so much and many things upon your earth, but yet they all look so unhappy. They are rich, and yet they are so poor.
Turn them, most gracious Advocate, thine eyes and mercy towards us, and after this our exile, shown unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving,
to tell you of the poor Holy Father,
through the same Christ.
I cry much for him.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
We love him. But man will destroy him now.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Many little children are being destroyed on your earth. Our Father sent the angels to you, but you send them back to us.
He descended into hell. The third day he rose again.
It is only because Satan does not want a large army upon earth. And our Father's children, those that will be left, will bring much grief and misery to the world, for they will be taken by Satan and used.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done.
I gave you the picture. I wrote on your picture. I did not know how to write much on earth, but I wrote. Our Father showed me how to write.
Hail Mary, full of grace.
Won't you give everyone my picture?
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
I want them to remember what I tried to tell them.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed
Our Lady now
among women
has come over to Jacinta.
Of thy womb, Jesus.
And she's placed her arm about her. And there's a little boy standing next to Jacinta. I know he's
Hail
Francisco.
Mary,
he has his hat out now. He's standing with his hat. Like a long cap in his hand, and he's smiling.
Of thy womb, Jesus.
I see now a large cross over St. Peter's. It's a very large cross, but now it's bending, and now the cross is being bent like a pretzel, and it forms a large number 4. I know the 4 means the evil man. The cross of Christ is to be replaced by the worship of man. No longer the cross of the living God. Man has set himself up as an idol.
The first glorious mystery.
All idols are destroyed by the Father.
Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy
life upon your earth will be shortened. The extension would bring more souls into the darkness.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou.
I have gone throughout the world and prepared you. You will continue, my child, to send out our message to the world. We will give you more help.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary,
I am to tell them, Pancrazio, that she is very happy that he accepted the graces of the past to recognize the plan of Satan. I sent you a test, my son, and you have not failed us. Our Lady now is standing at the right side of the flagpole, and she's holding this very large rosary. It's beautiful. Oh, the beads are very large. Oh, the pearls, the beautiful. And our lady's turning over towards the right side, and the pearls have a very pink glow. They're beautiful. But the bead of the Our Father is so golden. And Our Lady is smiling now, and she's looking down, and she's pointing over to the right. Oh, I know. Now Our Lady is raising the crucifix. It's a very large golden crucifix on her rosary. And she's now blessing a dedicated son. Now Our Lady is leaning over, and I see her making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Continue, my children, now, with your prayers, for many are needed to hold back the darkness.
Hail Mary, full of grace.
Before this battle is over, many who remain to stand for, to protect the honor of my son will be subjected to torments from their own. Many martyrs will enter into the kingdom. The persecution
of thy womb, Jesus,
within the house of God will be heavy.
Glory be
the agents of hell
and
seek to destroy my son's house on earth.
Oh, my Jesus, forgive us our sins.
Many of the dedicated will grow weak and fall in with the plan of Satan, preferring to accept a life without suffering on earth, refusing and casting from their minds the reality of the eternal life of the kingdom.
The third glorious mystery, the descent of the Holy Ghost upon the apostles.
The desecration,
hallowed be thy name,
to thy body of my son must be stopped now. The abominations have reached into the house of my son.
Hail Mary, full of grace,
that's good.
The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, save us from the sins of the
world. This is the best.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, save us from the sins of the world.
The weakness can be placed upon the dedicated because they have cast aside the necessity of prayer. They have grown soft in the ways of the world.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death.
Amen. Hail Mary,
every man of God in the house of God must set himself forth as an example of the living God.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
As a man of God, chosen from the world to lead the sheep, he has been endowed with the graces to gather the souls. He can't take these graces and cast them aside, accepting to bargain with Lucifer and with his power as a fallen man of God. He has the power to take many souls with him into hell.
Among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
We watch this battle, and the Father has his plan.
The Lord is
no evil will ever be triumphant. The Father allows this condition
of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
As it was in the beginning,
is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
Amen. Andre is like this. I try to imitate. And he's saying, I bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And he's making the sign like this, like a Trinity. Oh, yes. Now, Jesus said, I said, lady, I wish so bad down here. She said, my child, you haven't passed over the veil yet. Our lady is now joining Jesus. She's floating over to the side of Jesus. Oh, and Jesus now has placed his mantle. It's a very deep, not red, but it's like a burgundy, like a maroon color. And he's wearing slippers. They're like sandals. They're brown. And his gown underneath the mantle is like a cream color. Now Jesus is bending over. Oh, he's going to bless everyone on the left side of the flagpole. Oh, he's raising his hand now like this. And he's making the sign of the Trinity. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady and Jesus are coming over. And they're standing just at the right side of the flagpole. There's a nun now. There's a nun coming down. She's just come out of the sky. I know who she is now. It's Rita. And she's bowing down and she's saying, Evelyn, my poor sister, carry your cross. Join me, and I will help you carry your cross. Find the little book and learn the lesson I leave to you. Now he's going to bless. Oh, again, he's standing here, and Our Lady is raising at the same time her large golden crucifix upon her rosary. Now, the rosary, though it's strange, now the rosary is still in place. It left Our Lady's hand. The rosary is suspended in the air, and Our Lady is extending her crucifix up and blessing now in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now, Jesus is leaning forward, and I'm Charity. I send among you the Holy Spirit. Open your hearts, and he will enter upon you. None will be lost if they will seek the light. All this we give to you for the asking. The tribulations will be given for the cleansing of your earth. The pages are turning very fast, much faster than the Father would wish. But man now has in his power to govern the remaining hours of his time upon earth. We follow your course. We watch. We wait with great hope. But you will find in the days ahead that the words given to you by my mother throughout your world were not given without reason. You have been warned
many times. Now the decision is with man. Now it's growing very dark, and Jesus, now he hasn't turned his back, but I noticed that now he's gone back and moved over to the left side of the flagpole, and Our Lady is just slightly behind him. And Our Lady now is whispering to me, "Continue with your prayers, my child. The days ahead will make known to you the necessity for these prayers. Great trials are to enter upon your country and the world. Man has made the road and set the pace for his own destruction. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost." The sorrowful mysteries.
And also, now that you can have your spirit guiding the dedicated priests on earth and trying to lead them away from the darkness that they are falling into, not only the dedicated, but the lay souls here on earth, please say. So now we're going to be doing the story that I identified because it brings back her message, giving ex-Fatima, which is, Our Lady said, "Wasn't treated too well." And now it's years too late since the message from Fatima. And you can go through that by coming here to Bayside and other places throughout the world. That her message, ex-Fatima, will be made more known and followed, because now you have reached the crisis point.
Caroline.
And what happens now depends on how you feel about the reason. Hey, Caroline, I got an idea. Our Lady said, as you understand this evening, the crucifixion of her Paul at home, you don't understand how he's suffering. It's a long story, Our Lady has made known her message. And also, it was the yellow roses that are specially reserved for the power of cure.
Like,
and it was a petal for the yellow rose. You should take these yellow roses home, remove the petals, and place each within tin foil or plastic. Now, when you know the desperate case of cure, that the person is very ill, send them the yellow rose and have it placed upon their body, because that happened in Owensboro, Kentucky. Martha Hosman sent the yellow rose petal, and as I told many, and many here know it, all who know from Owensboro, Martha Hosman, we sent her the yellow rose petal, and she placed it upon a woman who was being prepared to get rabbinical for 5 days. Well, after she received the rose petal from Our Lady's sacred grounds, she awoke the next morning, and for the mercy of God and the power of God, she went home, and she's well today, that she had been prepared for death. And, of course, scientists and human man cannot understand the power of God. And these roses that are given from the sacred grounds are not given without reason. And Our Lady always those who don't receive and don't misunderstand, it doesn't mean that you're less chosen. It's just that sometimes to receive the rose means that you're going to carry a heavier cross. And also here tonight, Our Lady told me to speak. There's a young girl here. She has come in civilian clothes, Our Lady said, though she is a nun. Now, her message from Our Lady is that you're not to leave your convent. Now, Our Lady wants to know that she does not want any of her priests, the high men of God, to leave Holy Church in this crisis, or the nuns. They are to stand for, as an example of Christ. They will not understand, and they will be put to great trial in order to carry the truth. But to leave solves nothing, because you then leave the door open for the enemy of God to advance forward into Holy Church. Now we are going through a trial period, but it's all in the plan of the Father, and those of well spirit have nothing to fear. Our Lady wants it known that the days we are living through were bound to come to pass. It has been written by the prophets of old, And the man was given the choice how soon this would happen. By his very actions and his decisions and his turning away from God, the pages have turned very fast. And we are at the last part of the apocalypse. Now, those who don't know the apocalypse of Revelation given by St. John, and St. John has appeared to us as our lady, also have been here at that time. It is on tape and has been written. The message is given out, his very words. Well, that man has not taken literally and has not even bothered to explore the revelations which he gave for these latter days to prepare us. But those with the grace of God, no. Yes. Oh, yes, yes.
I got a rose.
You have a rose, Rose, and you'll need another. Because there's going to be also another one here, that will come and say,
wait,
illness. Yes. So he's received the rose. And Clara, you're going to receive the rose. Because now you're going to also meet someone who's very ill. And you're to give them the flowers. That's right.
Thank you, Wanda, my mother, right?
Suspension. I really absolutely have no feeling of being anywhere. Just like suspension. I'm repeating our lady's words. But everything is down on it. And when the message is printed, it's taken from the paper. Of course, our lady gave me the word that I do the first message. We're having wonderful testimonials for Holy Church of conversion secured. All those that are familiar with the work know that the most glorious act of heaven took place in Haiti. Sister Geralda, I think one of her friends are here this evening for Haiti. She was here. Sister Geralda.
Yes, she's here. Yes,
right. Now, Sister Geralda. Well, this lady can tell you, Sister Geralda.
No.
Sister Geralda, he doesn't understand our lady's plan. And the Archbishop had told Sister Geralda not to say anything. But what had happened in God's will, Sister Geralda met a little crippled boy in a wheelchair, right? And she touched him with the beads, and he got up and walked too. So she couldn't contain herself, and she had forgotten the warning not to say anything. So Sister Geralda was forced to leave the convent. Is she still with the blind Emily? She hasn't been allowed to be moved. Well, that's what's wrong. I wrote to Sister Geralda. Yes, and right here too, Father, but we don't stress these things because we prefer more to bring forth the actual miracles we have in our conversion cure. But we have had things happen here very, very strange. It's dark now and it's wet, but with hundreds and hundreds of rosaries right in your hand have turned. It has happened to sisters, two nuns who have come from silver color to gold immediately. It's a very shocking thing to stand and see the color change while you're holding it in your hand.